MTA Chair and CEO Joseph Loda and New York City Transit President Thomas Prendergast visited the Bombardier manufacturing plant in Plattsburgh Wednesday afternoon. The plant builds subway and commuter cars. In June, the New York City MTA signed a $600 million contract to build 300 state-of-the-art subway cars for the New York City Transit system. Loda and Prendergast toured the plant to inspect cars that are currently under construction for other cities.
Now we're coming into my neck of the woods.
Prendergast noted that the MTA has had a long relationship with Bombardier.
The first order was 825 cars there. The two commuter rail agencies at the MTA were built by Bombardier, and then were built here. So we've had a long-standing relationship, excellent relationship, and a good work product for our customers.
Joseph Loda says about two-thirds of all the equipment made at the Bombardier plant ends up at either the New York City Transit Authority, the Long Island Railroad, or Metro North. Loda says the newest contract will impact the entire state economy.
Most of what we spend on our capital program, the billions of dollars that we spend on new cars, on rails, not all of it, but a huge majority of it, is made in New York State. You know, we need the product. We help people up here get the jobs. That's the important part of it. So what I think is important to really understand is our job is not only to transport people downstate, but it's also to provide jobs upstate. And the island, too, by the way. I can't forget Long Island. Everywhere from Montauk to Buffalo and everywhere in between.
Loda and Prendergast say there were practical reasons for their tour of the Bombardier plant.
What we've got here is a very high-level production capacity to build a lot of rail cars for not just New York City. You see cars here for New Jersey Transit, Chicago Transit Authority, and BART, Bay Area Rapid Transit in San Francisco, and it's a world-class facility. Joe and I wanted to come up and see it firsthand.
My understanding is that there have been 3,000 have been made in this facility. Of that, 2,000 have come to the MTA. I wanted to see this world-class facility. I've heard so much about it. Now that they're not just only assembling here, but they're actually making it right from the beginning, and that's an important part of it. And there's no doubt, as you walk around, you can see the quality control that Bombardier has, and that's how important that is for me, because when you buy something, you want it to last a long, long time. And, you know, our subway cars, unlike any other subway system in the country, they run 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. So how they're made, the strength in which they're made, is critical to us.
Plattsburgh North Country Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Gary Douglas notes that the MTA has been the single biggest customer of the Bombardier plant through the years.
We have been trying, along with Bombardier, for several years to get these key figures from MTA up here for a visit. Part of the reason it hasn't happened in the past is that they wouldn't be able to come and visit while there's an active procurement underway, because that would create a potential conflict. So happily, there have been active procurements underway. But right now, there's a window when there isn't for Bombardier. So we finally had a chance to get them in here, see the plant.
The MTA contract, signed in June, is in the design phase, and manufacturing will begin in about a year. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.